Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmally, my co-host here, Dave Popwich. How you doing, buddy?
Hi, Faisal. I'm good.
All right.
Got you, my golf shirt on today.
Well, it's golf season. You rode your bike to the studio.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, I did it a couple times. We've talked about the gift of time so many times, yeah. And I had very good intentions of using it to work out. And I've not accomplished that to date, so I needed to do something. So I got to get more active, and
very few times I'm speechless when it comes to you, but to actually participate, first of all, get on a bike,
yeah,
and then use the bike,
yep,
and then use it more than once,
yeah, and not fall off and run into anything,
and I'm kudos to you, man.
Yeah, that kudos and, to you. And walk in the golf course, right? So I'm going to do those two things, and I'll see if I can parlay that into something more aggressive.
There you go.
Aggressive workouts. How about you?
I've been watching you on your bike. Does that count?
No. Trust me, it doesn't. My legs remind me.
I haven't seen a spectator sport in a long time. I miss it.
My legs continue to remind me I haven't done this in a long time. Needs to be
done.
No,
good for you. That's awesome because I wouldn't probably do that. So
yeah, it's been fun, actually. I've enjoyed it for sure.
Good. Yeah, it's great, man.
Yeah, and it feels good. Let's talk about feeling good because the markets felt pretty good. Certainly on some jobs numbers.
Yeah, so surprising numbers came to the upside, both side of the border, U.S., Canada, even though we have high double-digit unemployment rates,
yep.
13 to 14%, 15% here in Alberta. Mm-hmm. People are saying, hey, things are coming back.
Yep, economy's opening up, right?
Yeah.
Businesses are reopening. They're rehiring people.
So this is good now. We're all good.
Right. Let's talk about if that's true or not.
It was funny, Dave, because when I reported on the news here on the radio on Friday morning, I did a 7:40 in the morning piece and then 8:40. And after the 8:40, I must have received, I'd say, 7 to 8 emails or text messages saying, oh, the economy's back. We're roaring back now. Here it comes, because everybody's excited about some good news. And I said,
hang on.
Maybe.
Before you give your answer.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about what's going to be on our show, because I want people to stick around for your answer.
Okay.
All right. Because we got a couple of cool pieces today. We often talk about science, technology, and healthcare because we think it's an important piece going forward. Okay. And one of the biggest problems, and I don't know about your family, my family's impacted by this, but it's medication. My mom's on medication. It's hard to keep track of it for her. When to take it, how to take it,
Do you know how many people become more in problems medically because of missed or lack of them taking their medication?
Yeah, right. You forget or...
This is a problem solver right here.
Yeah, huge.
And so we're glad we can educate our listeners on what's coming out there. And then we also have... You know, there are a whole bunch of scary new stats out there for Albertans that are putting their money at risk. When you invest, there's a risk you're taking. And there's some great, I'd say, pitches out there of some great opportunities, lots of money to be made.
That don't turn out to be real.
It being Seniors Month, I am worried that there's a lot of people that are going to lose a lot of money because it sounds too good to be true and people are putting their money in it. So we're going to bring the Alberta Securities Commission in and talk about those types of risks.
Yeah, and that happens during the best of times. And, of course, now isn't the best of times. It's the worst of times in some cases because this COVID thing has added a layer. They're preying on it. We just want to keep people abreast of
what's
happening.
Absolutely.
Okay, is it coming roaring back, buddy?
Aha. So I got a bunch of texts and emails saying, you know, we're all coming back. We're roaring back. This is good. And I said... maybe, but how do you determine it's coming back? Like, are you hoping for, you know, October 2019 where everything was open and we were all gearing up for Christmas? No, it's not coming back like that.
Right.
No. And the stock market's up, Faisal. Mm-hmm. Like, it's almost going to go back to where it was at the peak. So we must be fine. No. Remember, these types of economic data points, such as jobs, are rear mirror looking. What's already happened? They're a lagging indicator. That doesn't mean that things are great. And one data point does not make a trend.
Okay, but don't kill our party completely. I mean, it was a bit of a surprise. It was nice to see people going, like the timing. It's a bit quicker than I think most people would have anticipated.
And things are going to get better, but what are we measuring to?
Right.
If we're measuring to April 15th, 2020, things look fantastic.
Correct. Right. Because you're coming off such a wicked low.
You were coming off sitting at home doing nothing.
Right.
To now people have got jobs.
Right.
People are going back to work. The streets right. in Calgary are getting busier.
Right.
You ride your bike. I drive my car. There's more vehicles on the road.
Right.
Things are coming back.
Correct.
Does that mean the economy is back? Not even close. Yeah. Not even close.
And it depends. So this is an interesting part of the conversation, right? Because it's what we said when we started this crisis is, you know, we are going to see historically terrible numbers.
Correct.
Which we did. And then we say we're going to see historically amazing numbers coming off those historical terrible numbers.
Correct.
Right. Which we're seeing.
Yeah.
Right. So you got to be careful with how you read the data, right?
Yeah.
And then, like you said, we were talking off air, but ultimately the economy, right, companies
yep.
have to employ people.
Yes.
People have to make money. Those companies have to earn profit after they pay people that they make the money, right? They have to be able to reinvest that to grow the economy. People have to be confident to go spend the money.
Yep.
So there's a whole bunch of moving pieces here.
And so that's cool. Let's tie that to the stock market now.
Okay.
Because the stock markets are roaring back.
Right.
There are, I think, two, maybe three reasons why the markets are doing what they're doing. When I speak of markets, I'm speaking of the broader S&P 500 in the United States,
yes.
the broader Toronto stock market. Not talk about individual sectors and so forth, but just the broad market, because that's what people spend their attention on. And the reason why these markets are moving forward is because they're looking forward 6, 9,
yeah.
12 months in advance, and they're
right.
saying it's going to be better.
Right.
You know, they opened up Vegas on Thursday, casino stocks up 10%.
Right.
There were hundreds of people, not thousands.
Yeah, did you see the pictures of how it's all laid out?
Oh,
it wouldn't be the Vegas experience that you had 6 months ago. Let's put it that way.
Correct. And so it's a different world right now.
Yeah.
So we're looking for anything of good news story.
Yeah.
Okay. So what has to happen in order for a company to be valued higher than it is prior to COVID?
Right.
Okay. You need the economy to be moving forward. You need companies to be making money, revenue. They have to increase their earnings,
mm-hmm.
their profit. They have to have a momentum forward and faster than the economy on their profit.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to be nimble and fiscally responsible in between the line items on the accounting balance sheet or income statement between revenue and profit.
Right.
Now that, in order for that to actually show itself, you need more than 1 month data point. You need months of data.
Sure.
Because we're coming off of a zero.
Yeah.
This economy was shut down.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of hype in the market right now. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense why there's so much hype, why you open a casino on a Thursday and the stock market, the stock price for those casinos are up 10% the next day. It doesn't make sense yet because they're hoping for something.
Right.
These companies still have to provide a profit.
Yeah. But the market has to price something. They're pricing in a recovery. Now, the question is broad economy, because it's company by company ultimately that you have to do this research on. But
correct.
Broad economy, you know, is the market pricing it right? Now, there's something else to consider here, too. There's no other option,
yeah.
no other choice.
So we call it TINA,
right.
T-I-N-A.
Right.
There is no alternative. You have nowhere else to go to make a return except for the stock market.
And this is an important piece of the pricing model too, right? So when interest rates are at virtually zero and you can't make any money owning GICs and, you know, government bonds and those kinds of things, and there's no other potential alternative, sometimes what we get is an adjustment on the price earnings ratio. So, you know, today's pricing of a company's profitability and what an investor might pay might be different than 2 years from now if interest rates go higher and bank, you know, central banks take it higher. So there's a relative aspect to this too, right? Now, I only raise that, I don't want to get into a technical discussion, but the point is there's a whole bunch of moving pieces here right, to try to put together a strategy that makes sense.
And failure to having that strategy, right. You are right now at this point in time, if you do not have a strategy of how you get into a company and what's your exit strategy, you're investing in hope.
Yeah, that's right. Now, we're going to talk about that. Okay, so we're going to talk about that at our upcoming webinar that we're doing, and we hope to have a chance to have that conversation, because a good part of it is not just the presentation of the material, but it's the Q&A.
The questions and answers after,
right?
Yep.
About that, what that is. Let's remind everybody.
So let's not invest in hope. Let's talk about strategy, and that will be on Tuesday, June 16th, 7 p.m., live online. You need to register online, so go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
The proper dispensing of medication can be an important aspect to your overall quality of life and the quality of care for you and your loved ones. Stick around after the break, because we got some exciting new technology to talk about. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.